This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, when we kick the next segment off here in about 6 minutes, I'm going to really drill into the amazing admissions by the Democrats, the EU, Hollywood, academia around the world, in so-called liberal institutions. The call to silence Americana, the call to silence populism, the call to silence bold free market defense and the right of self-defense and just everything that's rugged individualism, the attack on independent humanity, because it is absolutely happening right now. And I just feel like we should really raise the alarm here, because this is so simple, but at the same time, so complex that we need to lay out just how they're going to do this, because we have their plan. We've been living the plan for so long. We know they follow the plan. And that's what's so frustrating, is we know how to beat it. We know it's authoritarian. We know it's really bad news. But there's so many yes men and so many people that are just soulless and lazy and stupid. And they'll tell you they're super unhappy. No matter how much money they've got, and all they do is just try to have a good time all the time. And that's not what built civilization. And they think those of us that are informed are weirdos. And don't worry, I have a good time too. I'm having a good time right now. This is serious business. And it ties into the governmental pedophilia and all of it that's coming out, and how they try to spin it and divert it and use investigations into it that aren't 100%, but then say none of it's going on, when it's like saying the sky isn't blue. It's incredible. Then I saw this video last weekend. I never got to it, but I want to play it now. Jordan Peterson, who's just a rock star for saying there's only two sexes and two genomes. There's one genome, two sexes. And the left is avant-garde now if it has someone on saying the sky's blue. And it just shows how far down the rat hole we are of dehumanization. How do you end humanity? How do you end the family? You say, don't say mother or father. You say, you saying you're male or female hurts someone else. This is going on. And he says it's a disastrous narrative of victimization. That's what it is. And the women are being inducted into Me Too. They're trying to keep blacks who've never been more upwardly mobile. Blacks in the U.S. are the richest blacks in the world by far. They think they're in literal hell. And you know what? If you've got a bad attitude, it's like going to a party. And if you act weird and creepy and don't act outgoing and make people feel nervous, they're not going to like you. But if I want to, I'm not saying I'm Mr. Cool. I can go in any party, anywhere I want, tell jokes, have a good time, and make friends. So I don't care if you're a white person, Hispanic, black, what it is. If you've got a chip on your shoulder and you're nervous, you're not going to make friends. And so they are invoking all this onto our backs. So also, coming up, we'll get these clips. Jordan Peterson, if Trump gets booted out of office, what will happen to his supporters? Well, they're going to be censored. They're going to be targeted. People have to understand, this isn't going to be like past elections. The globalists, the Democrats, the big banks, they're going for broke. They admit it's a civil war against us. And they see those of us as the producers as milk cows, or like women for gang-raping Muslim harems. You understand? They have just a savage criminal will to dominate. That's their product. Dominate culture. Dominate reproduction. Dominate industry. Dominate religion. Dominate sovereignty. Dominate everything. and we say no. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, last time. This is cell phone radiation. This is your brain on cell phone and wireless radiation. Any questions? This message is brought to you by InfoWars.com in the hopes that if you're going to fry your brain and body with radiation, that's your business. But for God's sake, let's protect our children.
Roger Stone is going to be in studio with us coming up the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to have joining us Mark Randazzo, who is a top anti-SLAPP lawyer, looking at how the Democrats are suing thousands of prominent libertarians, nationalists, conservatives, veterans groups, Christian groups, you name it. Remember under 9 years? It was 8 years, but you had some hangover still. In the 8 years of Obama, and now his last year or so with his deep state and Hillary's deep state still somewhat in place, that was a real Freudian slip. So I'm going to cover that here in just a moment. In fact, next, notice that over those years, they targeted more than, last time I checked in the congressional hearings 3 years ago, because it still kept going on, 10,000 plus churches, nonprofit, veterans groups, nationalist groups, conservative groups, to be shut down and or both criminally charged. And then you had MSNBC saying, conservatives are evil. The Tea Party's evil. They deserve to be audited. They deserve to be shut down. They deserve to have their 501c3 or 4 pulled. They deserve to not have speech. But Reverend Wright can say GD America and bring down the U.S. and all the other stuff, and he can be tax-free. Well, you have a First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes into the press and the right to assemble and right to petition and redress of grievance. You go, well, then how do they regulate churches? Because they're churches in name only. They're charities under 501c3. And they go out of the church since the 50s into the 501c3. And now they are regulatable. And they have the ecumenical movement and the big denominations tell the churches to enroll in this. Now, you still got a lot of churches that have the Spirit of God in them and good people that are 501c3. I'm not judging that. But this intimidation that you can't be pro-life or you can't be pro-gun, if you're a church, they're saying that's political. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But that's how they bring in these scams. And now they're telling you it's policy. You got to take vaccines. Oh, it's policy. The kids belong to the state. Oh, it's policy. And they're just getting all of us worldwide to induct ourselves into this. So remember the massive persecution of Christians by the IRS. Most of the same people that were there are still there. One of Trump's failings, but he can't get anybody approved. It's hard for him to dig anybody out of there. It's they're entrenched. A year and a half after he's in office, they admit in the news that 80% of the government went in under Clinton, Bush, or Obama, and they're all on the same team, the rhinos and the Democrats, the globalists, against what Trump's trying to do. So that's why he's done such an incredible job of what he's gotten done. Because this mutiny, this rebellion is in place. So the persecution of Christians and 501c3s and others is still going on. And they've got the records of our veterans, even officers, who served very valiantly, and others in other agencies. And they won't give them a job in any academia, in any government. And they've been told it'll take Trump at least another year. So we've got to replace everybody. I even learned from an individual that wasn't just a CIA contractor, but was a CIA leader for 10 years. And he's a well-known guy. Sometimes I'll have him on the show. He's been in athletics and stuff like that. He's also an athlete, champion athlete. And it's not Tim Kennedy. And they know that UT is run by the communist Chinese. And I heard this a year ago from sources. I mean, I knew it, but it was even in Washington Post 3 months ago. And they have a database from the Office of Personnel Management, the 20-plus million, first it was 15, then 18, then 20, then 22 million names of every government agent, everybody that ever worked for them, ever asset, their records, what their political affiliation is, what their sexual, everything the CIA has is given to the communist Chinese. And you try to go get a job, just in a microcosm at UT. It's all the key personnel now are either communist or Muslims. And they actually have communist party meetings where they teach that Falun Gong is bad and killing Buddhists is good. These are public meetings. The Communist Party at UT. In fact, Washington Post, put it on screen. That's what I mean. The magnitude. Just where I live and people I know. So Trump's been sending, this is what Trump's trying to do, and they know this, people in to try to get jobs at these. And then the Chinese have the database. They run the database and know who's trying to get a job. The Communist Chinese control who can get a job at UT. And I'm not going to get into specifics, but the nuclear reactors, folks, the cyclotrons, the clone labs. Yeah, UT's got clone labs. I know for a fact. Told you 15 years ago, but I just told you about the monkeys. I'm not going to get into the other primates and the cross species. But let me tell you, folks, that's just one example of our military-industrial complex. He's now in communist Chinese control. The infiltration and takeover was already almost complete. And what you see in the news is the tip of the iceberg. So the communist Chinese have Apple. Everything's moving over. They have all your Apple IDs. They have the Office of Personnel Management, 22 million names. And when you go in to get a job at UT in any of these critical infrastructure areas, they're looking right at you and they say, we'll get back when they say, sorry, you're not who we're looking for. And then almost everyone they hire is Chinese, communist, or Muslim. And they've almost converted the entire operation at true management level. They still got old stupid white dudes on top of it. It's a hedge fund. It's not even a university now. And they got the football game and that's it. And then everything else is just underground labs, secret nuke bunkers, underground railways, clone labs, super weapons. General public has no idea. I mean, I'm in a science fiction movie. I've got Chinese communists running the town I live in. And I've already been told that we're getting ready, others are, to go ahead and expose this. In fact, people ask me, how do you want to handle it? Well, I guess I'm starting to handle it right now. But you talk about being overwhelmed. I know thousands of times this. Only since Trump got into the university niche, the Communist Chinese Party officially running UT. They already run it. See, people ask, well, why do we care if the Chinese hacked and got the Office of Personnel Management file? They were given it. That stuff's not on one system. They got all of it. They're being given the keys to the kingdom. We are merging with it. They are the muscle. Game over, man. Game over. If we don't do something now, it is not the Russians. The Russians don't have the Office of Personnel Management files. If the Russians were at UT, I'd go down there and drag their ass out myself. I'm getting ready to with the common communist Chinese, and I don't care what happens to me. I'm not going to sit here and put up with this crap. They got the bioweapons level 4 in town. They got clones. They got freakazoids. They got underground bases. They got a nuke reactor under the tower. My dad's been in it in 1965. We'll be back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's globalist sabotage. In 1949, the CIA was declassified 15, 16 years ago. I'd always been told that the John Birch Society had written about it. They were founded because John Birch was a army personnel, basically OSS, CIA, a preacher, a bunch of other stuff. And he got tortured to death because he didn't go along with the communist Chinese getting control of China after World War II. And they learned about that. And so the John Birch Society kicked into gear to fight it. So they laid all that. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager reading books about it. And then I was watching History Channel more than 15 years ago. It was like 16 years ago. And they had the former head of the Southeast Asia for the CIA on. He was like 90-something years old going, well, yes, we actually put Mao in. We thought he was a stabilizing effect and was good. Just nothing being said about this. And I'm watching the whole thing happen. That's right. Was an American Baptist minister, missionary, United States Army Air Force captain who was in the U.S. military intelligence officer in China during World War II. John Birch was killed in a confrontation with communist soldiers. Oh, Wikipedia. I'm surprised Wikipedia doesn't call him a bad person. And a few days after the war ended, he was posthumously awarded the Army Distinguished Service Medal. But he got the intelligence out on, hey, the OSS is in here. They're planning on putting the communist in. We got to get the information out. And the orders got sent to the communists, you kill John Birch. But I'm digressing. Imagine what John Birch would do if it was in the Washington Post that communist Chinese intelligence basically runs UT and was going to officially endow the main political science departments under the Communist Party endowed by Beijing. That's when people went, whoa, well, what's going on? They're hanging their name on the door at this point. How bad do you think it is? And I realize you're a new listener, and I'm saying this sounds crazy. They've been given all the deep water ports, the Panama Canal, 98% of rare earth minerals. You think the U.S. and others can't get at least 10% of them? They have been given everything because they signed on to the globalist program. University of Texas at Austin, Nix's Beijing-funded propaganda institute. Yeah, right. So I meant to get into the persecution of Christians and everything's happened, but you have to understand, China's the model. China's where they roll it out. China's where they beta test it. I told you 4 years ago with exact precision about the global social score to track everything you do, and if you're not a good little globalist, they start cutting back everything you've got. Things cost more. You can't travel. Suddenly you can't work. Suddenly you can't eat. Then after you've been put in the ghetto, you're taken away. For re-education, if you're lucky. This isn't a joke, people. It's the plan. Why do the universities are anti-free speech? Why do you think if you go to any major university and the Antifa, as they're called, for the public, they're really communists, they have red flags, and they call themselves the Mao Youth Brigades. The groups you've seen in Austin or in an abortion clinic protesting, you know, saying Black Lives Matter. This abortion clinic kills 60-something percent, you know, black kids at this particular clinic we went to. And they show up. They are out of UT, UT students driving Jaguars in $50,000 trucks, and they get out and start physically attacking us, and the police stand down because we're in a blue city. And they go to Maoist meetings. And that's the problem. We infiltrated the UT meetings. They're open to the public. And we recorded a bunch of that, and I've got to put reports out on that. I mean, it's just incredible. They're using a communist Chinese youth brigade college revolution model to roll out civil disturbance and martial law. It's in the Soros documents that came out. Obama tried this crap. That's what all this race war stuff is in the new Purge movie coming out, where it's like the Army's KKK and wears KKK uniforms. I'm not kidding. White KKK uniforms. And they hunt blacks. That's not going on in the real world. But that's what's now happening. They push it for a simulation. This is incredible. Why do you think we have a $900 billion a year deficit with China? This is the criminal alliance. This is the globalist alliance. And that's why we're being told to hate Russia. Because the globalists are close to overthrowing Russia as well. This is their plan. Yeah, scroll back to the top. I want to show folks that. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. And they've confirmed these are real. George Soros' son runs it. It's how they work with the local blue state police to even let the police attack them, vice versa, to try to get the crowd to have a larger riot to bring in a civil emergency and martial law. Now do you understand the maximum threat here? They've been getting their asses handed to them because people are waking up to them. But they're trying to take me out because they know I've reverse engineered the whole thing. And they know we're linking up with patriots in the government at every level. And they know that if people listen to what we're saying, we can stop them. This isn't about a popularity contest. I'm here to be attacked. I'm here to hit the barbed wire. I'm here to take the hits so that we beat these people short-term, mid-term, long-term. All you mainline conservatives and libertarians and Christians, you better get out of your comfort zones or we'll lose the whole enchilada. Now, tie this together. FEC report shows Hillary Clinton campaign laundered $84 million. Cut and drives illegal. Infowars.com, Jamie White. And they're reporting that sometime today, Congress is going to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of new text between Strzok and his girlfriend and all the rest of it. It's going to even be more damning. And I've talked to sources in the government that have seen them and have confirmed it. How do they strike back? AP says make it illegal to criticize mainline journalists, calling it hate speech. Hillary came out a few days ago in a speech and said the same thing. And now research, Google search manipulation can swing nearly 80% of undecided voters. Search engines can shift 50-50 split among people who are undecided on the issue to a 9-10 split without awareness. And Google used to be a real search engine till the election. Then it became really, really corrupt, hiding results, pushing fake results. Its algorithm broken. It's now just something where they force feed you. And they admit that. But they brag that they can influence almost all elections now with their full bore breaking of the algorithm. Because 90%+ of all searches are done on Google. I go to Bing now, which I know is established, but just to check it, Microsoft, it's like the old Google. It's the same system. And I go to a bunch of others. It's just Google. It's just that old, you know, NSA database tracking system that then aggregates and shows what's most popular and ties it all together. And then, of course, their start page and all those other independent ones. That's great. But you go to Google, it's worthless. And we've all got to unhabituate ourselves from using it. But here's the point, is that they're making their move, and Hillary and the AP and Jim Acosta, this is all coming up with Roger Stone, get the videos, they want you shut down. They say when Trump criticizes the press, he's going to cause violence against them, which is what our sources have said in the CIA and in other agencies. They're preparing terror attacks on the media to blame us and Trump. The false flags are coming. Get ready. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. But they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, a brand new car. Hope to you in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, does it
smell?
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Predator's wrong.
The smell of gasoline.
the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, look at the Muslims throwing the gays off buildings. It's so liberal.
There it is.
It's okay. There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone's here with us in studio, but we're going to go to an important report first and come back with Roger Stone here in just a few minutes. I want to get into strategy in the 2018 election, and it looks like the blue wave is starting to be the hype we knew it was, where they just lost this special election there in Arizona. We'll also look at the Democrats' open calls, the AP and others, to have conservative speech criticizing mainstream media be called hate speech and banned. Where they can attack Trump, they can attack us, call us names, call us murderers, cockroaches, criminals, but we can't even say anything back to them. So we're going to get to that. But I want to play a John Bowne report that ties into all this. Dead broke, DNC gambles with big lawsuit against Roger Stone. Not just against Roger Stone, but also against Donald Trump that you know they filed last Friday. So Roger's here exclusively with us, riding shotgun right into the next hour. We have a lawyer joining us to discuss the waterfront as well, but critical news here straight ahead. But here is the important report, dead broke DNC gambles with bogus lawsuit.
Taking on a status of sore loser never before seen in American politics, the Democrats have filed a lawsuit alleging that WikiLeaks, the Trump campaign, and Russia colluded to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, superseding Robert Mueller's Nothing Burger investigation. Although this lawsuit has Hillary Clinton revenge written all over it, Chief Potty Mouth and Chair of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez, acted as if he was unaware of former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's influence.
Hillary Clinton pushed you to do this? Was this something, is she supportive?
Tom, you'll have to ask Secretary.
You don't know if she's supportive of this move or not?
I have not consulted Hillary Clinton to ask her permission to file a complaint. The buck stops with Tom Perez.
Heading into midterm elections, Perez also downplayed the amount of money it would take to win a lawsuit or whether it was filed in order to gamble for potential winnings to fund the candidates.
I will ask you, how much money is this going to cost the DNC? How much money are you taking away from 2018 to focus on 2016 in Russia?
Chuck, we can't afford not to do this because when you look ahead and you see what was done before and what they're trying to do again, our democracy is at stake. It's hard to win elections when you have interference in elections. We've been winning elections. We know how to walk and chew gum. We've got boots on the ground right now in Arizona. We have a great candidate. She's an undeniable underdog. We're fighting there. We just won
You didn't answer. How much money is this lawsuit going to take this year? Millions?
I don't know. I don't know the amount of money that it will take, but I'll tell you, it's hard to put a price tag on preserving democracy. And you know what? That's why I concluded that it would be irresponsible of me not to do this.
The Week reported back in January that the DNC is dead broke. The Democratic Party is carrying more than $6 million in debt, according to year-end filings, and has just $6.5 million in the bank. Do the math, and the party is working with just over $400,000 overall. Meanwhile, the Republicans are swimming in pools of money. The Republican National Committee had raised $132 million by the end of 2017, about twice as much as the DNC, and entered 2018 with almost $40 million to spare, with not a penny of debt. The lawsuit also relies on questionable evidence, most of it from the Mockingbird media.
But a lot of it relies on things like news reports, including a single source or anonymously sourced reports. So the challenge in this suit is going to be translating those essentially news reports into evidence that's going to be admissible in court. Now, what's relevant right now is not necessarily whether they can do that, but whether or not they can survive a motion to dismiss, whether or not they have a well-pleaded complaint on the face. It does seem likely that this lawsuit, at least some defendants, at least some claims, are likely to survive a motion to dismiss. This is most relevant because it means that they'll move on to the discovery phase. That might end up becoming a really, really powerful tool for the DNC to actually unearth new information.
Careful what you ask for. Zero Hedge reports WikiLeaks will be countersuing, announcing over Twitter that they are seeking donations for a countersuit, noting, "We've never lost a publishing case, and discovery is going to be amazing fun." Zero Hedge also added, "What's interesting is that of all the sources that DNC cites in their massive lawsuit, the Steele dossier they paid for isn't one of them. Tom Perez is working like a man that owes the mob money, acting in total desperation, what has become the norm for the party he leads." John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Now we're going to get Roger Stone's expert take on all this, but a big treat, you could say. I've gotten emails and texts saying, "Hey, Roger Stone worked for the NXIVM sex cult, and why aren't you bringing it up?" Well, because I talked to him about it a long time ago, 2007, for what, 2 months. He worked for them because they had a bunch of businesses and companies, and he, you know, lives in New York part of the time, and then he can give you the big scoop on it. The Brothman daughters, the connections to the Clintons, all of this. And so that ties into the Democrats, but he was also hired as a consultant. I mean, Roger, just briefly on this, back before you retired from lobbying, what, just 4 years ago, you had one of the biggest lobbying firms. And some media said the biggest for a small shop, but, I mean, yes, you've worked for thousands of clients.
There was a time when we had the dominant lobbying shop in Washington, D.C., Black, Manafort, and Stone, once Black, Manafort, Stone, and Atwater. In this particular case, Alex, State Senator Joe Bruno, who was the Senate Majority Leader, introduced me to the folks at NXIVM. I met the Bronfman sisters. I audited this class, which was a bunch of middle-aged housewives trying to learn kind of self-esteem. Certainly didn't seem like any kind of a cult to me.
Well, hold on, because you go down the rabbit hole. We'll talk about it next hour.
Yep.
I want to get into the attacks on free speech. I want to get into blue wave fizzles. Is that accurate? Tucker says, don't run against Hillary. Run against the openly racist extremists. We're going to talk to you as a political consultant on the other side about that, Roger Stone. But first, ladies and gentlemen, if you financially support us, if you buy the high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, you will stand against Soros. You will stand against the globalists. You will fund our free speech operation. But you're already getting great deals. You're already getting the highest quality. You're already getting stuff that has tens of thousands of five-star reviews on third-party sites. X2, the good halogen, the deep earth crystal source of it. You die without iodine. The problem is everything else in the market is crap. In our search to find something pure and good that didn't make people sick, we found it. It's X2, but we may run out of the source. It's not going to be 25% off much longer. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, BBC reports on mold, yeast, and stuff in the gut causing depression. Well, that's what MycoZX is about, targeting the bad mold, yeast, and stuff in the gut. It's beyond the probiotics. At InfoWarsLife.com, it's back in supply. And we've also got 50% off on the real red pill when you get it with Super Mel Vitality. It's 50% off as well with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, the globalists win. With you, we win.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Roger Stone won his big New York defamation case against him. Zero coverage when he won. When they withdrew the suit in Virginia on Tuesday morning, or Monday morning, excuse me, zero coverage except here. And I'm told they might try to refile it, but once you've done that, it's really hard. They realize they just filed just pure BS. It was defamation. And but again, it's this tactic where they're filing like screenplays now as lawsuits, and they just want the press from it, but they don't think they're going to pay. But we filed a lawsuit against them for it. No coverage of that. But the original plaintiffs are starting to go, oh, wait a minute.
No, you're exactly right. It's all about the headline. It's not about a real case. It's not about evidence or proof or a responsible case. It's an abuse of the judicial process for the purposes of getting a negative headline on Alex Jones or on Roger Stone or on InfoWars. And then they turn around and they use the headline as the rationale for censoring you on the internet. It's an insidious plot. But the Democratic National Committee lawsuit is a perfect example. This is a left-wing conspiracy theory. No evidence, no proof, based on conjecture, supposition, projection. It's nonsense. It's in this case, it's a recycle of the lawsuit that the Obama crowd already has filed against me.
And notice, right as even the media goes, okay, Russiagate's over, we're moving on to Michael Cohen and women. In the whole dragnet, boom, they refile all the old lies again, like they filed on you and the president with Obama's law firm last year.
Do they really think that the Russian state and the Russian army are going to show up in court for this? Or do they just throw their name into the lawsuit?
But that's the point, is they'll go, Russia didn't show up.
Right. It's all about...
Like if the Russians sued the U.S. You sue people through the WTO, the IMF, the World Trade Organization. No, let's stop. We're getting to that next hour with a lawyer coming on to discuss it. Not one of our lawyers. We don't have our lawyers on to discuss cases. We discuss the generalities. Even my lawyers early on said, I wouldn't have this press conference in D.C. Their suit is the worst thing we've ever seen. It'll get thrown out before we get it to court. And they were right. So now I'm not giving out tactics on the other fake ones. I don't just say they're fake to act confident. If I've done something before that I think crosses the line, off record, I've settled a couple lawsuits when we've made a mistake. Okay, and I'm not going to say obviously which one is off record. But, I mean, when they're just cuckoo land lies, I don't know what they're thinking, Roger.
Well, two things. First of all, it's about bankrupting us. Just the motion to dismiss these lawsuits, just the motion to dismiss can cost you $100,000.
Yeah, exactly. It costs a lot of money.
A huge amount of money.
And we've already spent, I don't want to give them any, you know, happy times out there. That's why listeners need to understand. We really do have the best turmeric bodies. We really do have the best iodine. We really do have the best multivitamin liquid formula with the vitamin mineral fusion that's great for you and your children. We really do have the best air filters. We really do have the best storable food and a free water filter, the $200 value with 3-month supply, powered by My Patriot Supply, the name, in high quality, 25-year store. I mean, I barely plug 1 minute an hour because I'm so obsessed with the information. But it is critical to support our local AM and FM stations. It is critical to become a local sponsor. It's critical to buy our products. It's critical. You know, Roger Stone works for InfoWars. He also has Stone Cold Truth. He's got a new book coming out we're going to be selling. We need capital. We don't have George Soros. We don't have the big money. You know, Roger, you had one of the top lobbying firms in the country. And why did you, that's a good question to ask for this other news. Why did you decide, what was it, 6-7 years ago to stop lobbying?
Because, Alex, I love politics, not government. I love the fight, winning a campaign, fighting for the things you believe in, taking on candidates or causes that you believe in. I'm not all that interested in the Third Amendment to the Treasury bill regarding the treatment of casino income and so on. It's just highly technical. So padding around the halls of Congress, asking congressmen and senators to do things for you.
It gets old.
It was never my thing.
It's more fun having, you know, fans come out and Antifa come out and attack you and be in the, you want to be in the arena and change the world, not just make money.
I've written 5 books. 2 of them are New York Times bestsellers. I have another one coming. This is the fight I've chosen. Now I can help candidates and causes I believe in, not because I need the money, but because they're good men and women who believe in what we believe, who are prepared to take on the globalists, who are prepared to tell the truth about the two-party duopoly that's ruining this country.
Now I want to slow down, because I tend to speed up and we miss everything. I want to get in the blue wave. Is it really dead? I don't want to be too over-optimistic, but I think the numbers show it is, but they're stealing elections, so we got to watch out. I think Tucker's right and wrong. He says, don't run against Hillary. Well, she's still the deep state. Her apparatus is still in place. So I agree, don't run about her as the past, but run about how her people are still in there, and we're fighting deep state, see? Because they always lay out, oh, run against her because she's old and bad, or run against, no, run against all of it. Trump should be out doing more rallies so we can see leftists come out and riot and go crazy. That gets him up, you know, in the polls everywhere. So, I mean, I don't know who's giving him advice. It's so clear what needs to be done here. Meanwhile, FEC records document that Hillary Clinton campaign laundered $84 million to the foundation conservatively. Meanwhile, we're worried about, did Michael Cohen pay off some bimbos? I mean, as long as they're not beating the bimbos, and I'm a libertarian. I don't, you know, I'm not in the bimbo department. But my whole point is that there's not even proof of that. But you, oh, my God, it's not Russia. It's now bimbos. So let's start with this. FEC records, Infowars.com, show Clinton's campaign laundered $84 million. It was right through the records, totally illegal. Use it in the campaign. It's all right there. But AP says it's okay. Ban criticizing mainline journalists. That's the new theme from Hillary, Acosta, the Associated Press. Very dangerous.
Well, fortunately for us, Hillary refuses to ride off into the sunset. So it's not up to us whether she is relevant. She's making herself relevant by hanging around. Professional Democrats I know are tearing out their hair over this. They just want the Clintons to leave. Barack Obama's public positioning is far more favorable, but Hillary refuses to go.
But he's still smart enough to keep his head down.
Well, there's no question, because what he knew and when he knew it regarding the Steele dossier and the illegal, unconstitutional...
We know he quarterbacks that. The president has all the NSA data now. We have them.
It's the greatest violation of civil liberties in American political history. It's an outrageous crime for which somebody has to be punished. So he doesn't want people going around asking, what did the president know and when did he know it?
Shepherd leads all over the news, the communist infiltration by China. They basically run in major Washington Post articles, surprising if even Bezos admits it. They run almost every public university. They're the number one funders, just like the number one owners of our debt. And they openly have pro-Mao and pro-kill Falun Gong events that are the main chairs now at UT. I read this. I can't even believe it. I was told by CIA guys 2 years ago that UT was run by the Chi-Coms, and they wanted to do something about it. And now it's in the news. What? And we're hearing about Russians. I am so sick of that red herring. That's the diversion while we're getting taken over by the Chi-Coms, people.
There's no question. And we have helped them by giving them most favored trading nation status, by bending over for them at every turn. That's the legacy of George H.W. Bush, by the way. The real danger today is Chinese communism, not the former Soviet Union. I'm not saying that they're our friends, but we have a much more aggressive adversary in the Chinese.
Do we have a $900 billion deficit with Russia? In fact, last time I heard, I think they have a trade deficit with us.
I think that's correct. No, China is the big enchilada, and the president knows it. There's the irony. He's totally got their number, which is why he is cracking down with these tariffs. I don't think he loves tariffs. In fact, I know he doesn't like tariffs. He does like using them as a club to get them to the table.
Well, when they've got all their internal tariffs to the tune of $900 billion, $500 billion in trade, $300 billion in intellectual property, that's conservative. I mean, they're more than half the global trade deficit. And I want to get into this, too, with you. Not to toot my horn, but remember election night, I got really concerned on air, and I said, listen, the real war is going to start now. I'm glad we got Trump in, but they're going to counteroffensive so hard. The real war is about to start. And I was just worried that listeners and people don't realize it's on. But I think they get it now.
Well, also, you said at the time and since, the Russian thing will fizzle out, you said. Then they're going to switch to sex. They're gonna re-up these claims of a bunch of bogus women that Trump assaulted them. And then that died down, and you said, don't worry, it will be back. And here it is, front and center. No, I think.
Well, they launched Me Too just to try to get past Hillary and Hollywood to just make it about everybody.
Right.
And so, it's just smokescreen, you know, for the pedophilia, raping women, men, all of it. And you can see how they pre-program this.
Plus, it was a way to try to take Weinstein, which was an enormous bump in the road for them, and turn it back on us. Try to make it about...
So let's look into the future again with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, your host. On the other side of this quick break, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. His new book's about to come out. We'll tell you about that. But when we come back, we're going to get specifically into the blue wave. And is it in trouble with this Arizona race? And then we'll look beyond that. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you...